two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Utah's top story on politics. Special coverage with David Dejanovic.
Our top story, of course, today, primary election day. We've got full in-depth coverage throughout the morning. Right now, we're going to talk to Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson. She's live on the line waiting to have a conversation with us about, how late the polls are open today. You can't drop off your ballot at the post office and expect it to make it. It had to be postmarked as of yesterday. Want to ask her what ID people need to take to the polls if they want to vote today at the polls.
Yeah, I wonder how many Utahns have waited until today. I can tell you, The number in the Noriega family, all four of us, waiting till today. We are not overachievers. We are not early returners.
You have a mail-in ballot?
Got a mail-in ballot.
That you're going to drop off at a ballot box.
Yep.
Lieutenant Governor Henderson, you're live on the line with us.
How are you guys?
Good. I'm certainly excited to see the results starting to trickle out maybe later tonight and then, of course, in tomorrow morning. We'll have coverage of that as well. How do you feel voter turnout has gone so far? I heard your elections director on this morning with Tim Hughes on Utah's Morning News, and it seemed like for the Republicans it was right around 30%.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It's hard to tell exactly just yet, and it's hard to gauge overall voter turnout just because we don't have – it's not really an apples to apples comparison like a general election is, because we've got some areas that don't have a Democratic ticket, and so those voters aren't coming out. So it's hard, but it looks like around 30%, which I guess is probably about what we would expect for a primary election in a kind of an off cycle year that's not a presidential year. Of course, we wish it was more. We wish that everybody who could be voting would go and cast their ballot. But, it is what it is right now.
I almost want to call it the GOP primary day, because so many of these races and so many of the primary races really revolve around the incumbents being challenged. Has it surprised you the number of incumbents that have been challenged?
Well, that seems to be the trend this year. There were a lot of primary challengers. There were a lot of races that got decided at convention, also earlier this year at the Republican convention. So it is an unusual year, I think, in that regard. But what a great opportunity for people to have their say and to go and affirm their support for whatever candidate they choose to support.
Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson live on the line with us. This is primary election day here in Utah. Of course, we're going to have full coverage throughout the day and into the evening and tomorrow as we start getting more and more results to see who makes it off the primary ballot and heads to the general election. Lieutenant Governor, I have to tell you, I have been listening to news coverage all morning long and yesterday and the day before, and I'm still confused about what kind of ID I need to show up with and how many pieces of ID if I decide to vote today at a polling place. Can you straighten me out on that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it just depends on if you're already registered to vote. So if you're already registered to vote and you want to show up and vote in person, you just need your driver's license or, you know, some other official form of ID. If you're not registered to vote yet and you need to register today, you can, but you need a valid ID, so a driver's license, an ID card issued by the state of Utah or the U.S. government. Your concealed carry permit will work for that ID. Your passport will work. A tribal ID card will work. So you need that. And you also need another form of ID that proves your name and your current residence. So that's if you're not registered to vote and you want to go register to vote today.
So could I bring my Costco card as my second form of ID, or maybe my Rocky Mountain Power light bill?
So you can bring a utility bill dated within 90 days of the election. You can bring a bank or other financial account statement. You can bring your birth certificate or a social security card. You can bring a check. So if you work for the state or you work for the federal government, you can bring a check that shows your address on it. You can bring your hunting or fishing license.
Ah, I got one of those.
or a valid U.S. military ID card. You can bring your tribal treaty card, a Medicaid or Medicare card. So there are a whole bunch of things that you can bring to prove your address in addition to your valid government ID. And those things can all be found on vote.utah.gov. You can find out which kind of identification you need to bring if you are looking to register to vote today, or if you're looking to vote in person and you do not have just a driver's license.
Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson is speaking with us right now. And as the Lieutenant Governor, you're over elections. Is this your Super Bowl, or are you super stressed out? And maybe what stresses you most out about this day?
Well, I've always loved Election Day. Even before I was the chief election officer of the state, I've always loved Election Day. So every Election Day is kind of like a Super Bowl for me. We are, of course, working really hard. I've got an incredible team that work for me here at the state that help oversee elections. And then you've got 29 counties, 29 county clerks, and 29 county clerks have their election teams that are actually the boots on the ground running the elections today. These are great people. You've got volunteer poll workers. You've got so many people who care deeply about elections and are working really hard to make sure that everybody who is eligible to vote, who wants to vote, can vote and have their vote counted accurately. So, yeah, I mean, it is a little stressful because we want everything to go well, and there are always little issues that pop up, and we, you know, are all over the state today. My team is all over the place trying to help address any issues that might come up. But it's going to be a great day, and I'm really excited for the results to come out tonight and to move on toward the next election.
Well, I guess the Super Bowl is stressful as well. So very, very appreciative that you joined us, Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson.
Straight ahead, we know hot temperatures are coming today, the rest of the week. We've got a lot of dry lands out there. And then, of course, you worry about that alert you get from KSL News Radio saying rains are coming. There's a chance for flash flooding. What do you do? Well, thankfully, we've got the Division of Emergency Management joining us next for more coverage of Be Ready Utah. How to stay ready, be ready in case of flash floods.
Dave and Dujanovic.
You can catch info anywhere.
But KSL News Radio is a dependable source.
We invite you to join us weekdays between 5 and 9.
Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon.
Utah's morning companions for news.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.